Amen. I'm going to read one of the portions that contains the Christmas story. And if you want to follow the reading, then it's in Luke's Gospel in chapter 2. Luke's Gospel in chapter 2. And then we're going to sing another song right after this. Luke's Gospel in chapter 2, and I'm going to read the first 14 verses. The first 14 verses of Luke's Gospel in chapter 2. And we'll read along together. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, reading from verse 1, and here's how it goes. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and ancestry or lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Can I say to you, dear folks, as we read God's word and before we sing our next carol, God's intention for the world is peace. God's design for the world is to know contentment and satisfaction. God's plan for your life and mine is that we might encounter Christ as Lord and Savior. That's God's plan. Peace, goodwill to all men. In a world where there's so much ill will and so much bad will, in so much darkness and despair and destruction, devastation and depression, in a world that is filled with darkness, a light can shine. That light can shine in your heart and cause you to see God in all his glory and splendor. And that's what Christmas is about. I was out doing one of those most arduous of tasks yesterday, doing a little bit of shopping. And I was speaking with one of the assistants behind one of the counters. And I asked her, were you busy today? She says, not so very busy today. Last Sunday was our busiest day. Last Sunday was our busiest day. And it was like a dagger into my heart. Imagine Sunday being the busiest day in shops, when all the time, Sunday should be the busiest day in church. We come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't crowd Christ out of Christmas. We're going to sing our next song, 136, Away in a Manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. We're going to get you to stand and sing again. So I think everybody knows this, and if they don't know it, they'll soon learn it. And we'll stand and sing together, please. And then Billy's going to come with the announcements. Thank you so much. Let's stand. Let's sing. Your very best.
Thank you.
Well, now we come to the part of the service that we've all been looking forward to. I know that there are some very nervous little lives down here, and I know that there are some very nervous big teachers down here. And they're going to come, and they're going to go through the little program. And we have never done this before, but before we even hear one squeak from them, as they're making their way up, I want to give them a little round of applause. All right, thank you, Judith, and thank you, Stepping Stones.
One bright star. There is a place where gentle breezes lift the sands, carrying them for miles along dusty plains. There is a place where the scent of the sea lingers on the air, and where cypress trees grow tall and lean, proud and majestic. There is a place that was destined to see the face of a child born to save. It was here, one winter evening, that a young girl had a rather unusual visitor. But the news he brought with him was even more extraordinary. So it was that Mary was carrying a child, not just any child, the Son of God himself, God in human form. This sort of news is hard to keep quiet. Soon, three wise men from the east were making their way to find the child, who was to become King of the Jews. They had a very long way to travel, but they kept their eyes fixed on the bright star they believed would show them the way. In a completely different place, a group of shepherds were tending their sheep on a hillside. It had been a hard day. The cool of the evening was beginning to take hold, making them shiver, but they didn't take any notice. As they surveyed the night sky they knew so well, they spotted an unfamiliar star, shining brighter than anything else in the sky. This seemed strange enough, but they were to experience many more incredible things before sunrise. Was one step ahead of King Herod. He warned the wise men in a dream that they should not report back to Herod, so he wouldn't know where to find the baby. Meanwhile, the star continued to shine brilliantly in the sky over Bethlehem. As the wise men and shepherds came to bow before the King of Kings, Mary held him in her arms, gazing in wonder at the Son of God.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
Oh, God. of Christmas, the source of all joy, was sent down from heaven as a sweet baby boy. He came to know sorrow and die in replace. He came to show God's love and real saving grace.
The nativity scene is where Christmas must start, but it's not decoration, it begins in your heart. Jesus the Saviour was born to be King. Put him first in your life, joy and peace he will bring.
The nativity shouldn't be hidden away, and it's not just for Christmas, it's for every day. Now we're ready for Christmas, the order is right. With Christ at the centre, Christmas truly is bright.
Well, as leaders and children and stepping stones, we hope that we remember to put Jesus at the centre at Christmas time. And we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. So we're all going to do that now. I'd have to say, first of all, didn't the boys and girls do really well? Well done.
I have to say I have a bit of a problem with the choice of wise men. the children were great. But anyway, I'm sure they found something. Sorry, lads. Thank you so much. Stuart, if you can put on the first slide. Thank you very much. Wasn't that absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? I have to say, you can give another round of applause. I have to say, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I was really impressed with your professionalism and the singing. Wasn't it? And there was somebody chirping away, singing so brilliantly in the middle of all of that, weren't they? Did you hear it coming out so loud and clear? I think there's a new Abbots Cross choir being born here before your very eyes. But this is the time of Christmas, and if I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times already. Everybody's shouting, Happy Christmas. So I wonder, could I get the boys and girls, could you shout out good and loud, Happy Christmas? Let me hear you after two. One, two.
Happy Christmas.
Did you hear that at the very back? Yes. No. All right, we'll have to go one more time because there's someone standing out there in the foyer and I don't think they've heard. After two. One, two.
Happy Christmas!
And that's very good, wasn't it? And you know what I've been... Sorry, maybe I need to stay up here, do I, Stuart? Doesn't matter. It's a PowerPoint anyway, isn't it? So I'm not going to be on the cameras. That's okay. Well, I come down here. The thing is, everybody wants to have a happy Christmas, and we really, really want to enjoy Christmas. I wonder what will make Christmas happy this year. I've been really wondering about that. And so, you know what I've done? I have taken the letters Christmas and made an acrostic, and I'm going to see if we can discover what will really make Christmas really happy. You with me now? So let's take the first letter, and the first letter is C. I wonder what could C stand for? I know, Christmas cake. Not right. We all love loads of Christmas cake and loads of chocolate. We love loads of cupcakes, and we love. I was at a party last night in Elizabeth's house at my first Christmas dinner last night, and I had cakes and I had chicken and I had all sorts. And I tell you, I feel bloated today, to say the least. And what about a wee taste of chocolate? Anybody like chocolate? Well, not make Christmas. And what about not only chocolate, because we get a helping of this every Christmas, because we get Charlie in the chocolate factory, don't we? Yeah, and that means we could go. Some people go to the cinema. That'd be a happy Christmas as well. Or what about else? What about the Coca-Cola lorry? I've seen all the posts going up. Who's going to see the Coca-Cola lorry? Come to church instead. That's what I say. But so you have to have lots of Coca-Cola, and you have to have lots of chocolate and lots of cupcakes. Oh dear me! What about crackers? Who likes to pull a cracker at Christmas? And I love all the surprises that comes out, little hats and little whistles and all sorts of little puzzles and games, and even the odd weird joke. That's what C stands for. Well, what's the next letter in our acrostic? How do you spell Christmas? Yes, Rebecca. What's the next? Yes. H. H. Wonder what does H stand for? What a C. I know. What about holly? We put up holly and decorations all around the house. And what else do we do? We have a holiday. And not make Christmas. We all love to get holidays from school, don't we? Oh, yes. And what else would we do? Would we have? Oh, huge helpings of turkey. Yes. Turkey. And the emphasis being on the H. I tell you, it comes out of your eyes. Huge helpings of turkey. And whenever we're on holiday, you know what we like to do? We like to plan another holiday, don't we? Because that's the best part of holidays. You can plan another holiday. So H stands for holidays. I mean, the best part of school. Hands up those of you who agree with me. The best part of school is the holidays. Yes. Oh, yes. Do you know the best part of the school day? Going home. That's right. So H stands for holidays and time off to spend with family and friends. So CH, what's the next letter? Yes. R. That's right. Wonder what else would make Christmas? Reindeers. Yes. Oh, yes. What about Rudolph? And wait, we'll get Prancer as well. He comes in as well. I mean, Christmas wouldn't be without the excitement of hearing the tinkling of the bells. And there comes who? Santa Claus. Yes. And so reindeers. The whole idea of the excitement of someone special coming on Christmas Eve. So R stands for reindeers and Rudolph and all that idea. C-H-R-I. I wonder what does I stand for? This is a difficult one now. This was not easy. Well, it's a big, long word. Now, ice cream, someone said. I never even thought of that, Lucas. You should have been with me the 30 hours I spent putting this together. Illuminations. What we call these, they're kind of like icicle lights. And we love to dress our house up and we think that'll make a really happy Christmas. And we decorate the house and never people... See, whenever you switch on the lights in our house, the grid goes all down. Everybody has that many lights in their house. Oh, I'll tell you what else is most important. Me and what I want. Isn't that right? Yes. I want some presents and I want some toys and I want. If I get what I want, then I'll be happy. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And what about this? All I want for Christmas is you. Oh, isn't that sweet? Do you think that would be enough if you get all I want for Christmas is you? I think there's always something more, like some new shoes or some new a new computer or even new clothes, new iPad, and the list goes on and on, because you know what? We never get everything we want. Sure we don't. But if we do get everything we want, do you think that would make a happy Christmas?
Yeah.
What's the next letter? S. By the way, did you know that S is the central letter of the whole acrostic? What about S? Wonder what would S be? Santa. Oh, no, he didn't appear in this acrostic at all. S is for, I know, I like surprises. Do you like surprises?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why we hang up our stockings, yes. And I also love loads of sweets, because you're going to get sweets sometime today, is that way? And I don't know, you can pick your choice of these. Do you think if you get sweets, that'll make a really happy Christmas? Yes. They're a very easy bunch to make happy here, I'll tell you. I-S. What's the next letter? T. Wonder what would T stand for?
Turkey.
We've already had huge helpings of turkey. A Christmas tree. Who loves helping decorating the Christmas tree? Oh, I love decorating, putting on the lights and getting all those electrical shocks and everything. Oh, it's just wonderful. Who loves untangling the lights after last year? Can I give you a little bit of useless trivia? You see, whenever you've got your Christmas tree all up already, haven't you? Just take cling film now and just wrap it up and don't take any decorations off it. Even leave the lights on it. Just unplug it and wrap it up in cling film. Put it in your storage and take it out the next day. 2 minutes and it's up again for the next year. Not good. That'll cost you a favour. Christmas trees. And what else? Oh, what about toys? Do we like toys? If we get toys, and more toys and dolls. And what about those special treats that Mummy makes? And you just really love them. T stands for all these kind of things that are extra special that you don't do during the year. Or ST. What about M? I don't know what M stand for. Monkeys. No. I don't know whether there's any monkeys comes on Christmas or not. We'll investigate that one. What about M standing for shopping malls? I mean, we're dashing about. Hands up those of you who've been in a shopping mall already this Christmas. Shopping. Some of you are far too miserable to go shopping. Anyway, shopping malls and mince pies. And what about messages from your friends saying a very happy Christmas? Because if your friend doesn't send you a special message of Christmas, you'll say, wonder what's up with them. All right? What about A? You'll really love this one. This was so difficult. But I had to be true to Christmas. What about adverts? I mean, who was going mad? Do you know there was people killed each other in America over Black Friday? Did you know that? That's true. And whenever you see these adverts, oh, I had to go and get that. Do you know, Mommy, my new iPad's only half price in whatever it is that they sell them? And then, of course, that sends us into a shopping frenzy, and even poor Santa's under pressure to get the bargains. That's so bad. Yeah, poor old Santa. I think we should do away with that. So what do? We beat the Christmas rush with a hammer. Yes. What about S? Ah, the last S. What has to be? Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without Santa. Here he comes. Do you know what I discovered? I discovered you can have all of those things and still not be happy. In fact, I met an awful lot of people who were disappointed with Christmas last year because it didn't make them happy. I wonder what makes us happy. I wonder what would make us really happy. Well, we have to think about, why did God send Christ at Christmas? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Because whenever we discover why it was Christ that came to the world, and why God sent Christ, then we begin to realize what truly makes us happy. Here's the first thing that will make us happy. Forgiveness of sins. The things that we've done in the past. You know those bad words that we let slip out of our mouths? Do you see those temper tantrums? I didn't give what I wanted. Do you see those times when you're selfish? Whenever you say you disobey your mummy or your daddy? Do you see those times whenever you just are really being very foul and bad? Those are called sins. And God says if we are to know real happiness, those things must be forgiven. Here's the next thing. We might have peace with God. If the forgiveness of sins deals with the past, then peace with God deals with the present. I know that God's with me now. And I know that God's with me every day because he was called Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God with us. And I have him through those tough times. I have him through those hard times. I have him through those sad times at school whenever there's people bullying me. I have him whenever I feel all alone and lonely because he is Emmanuel and he came to dwell in the world and he came to dwell with us. But not only that, but also that we might have eternal life. So he deals with the past, he deals with the past, he deals with the present, and he deals with the future. Isn't that God's present to us, isn't it? So how does the story start? Well, let's go back to our acrostic again. C stands for Christmas, and Christ at the very center. In fact, Christmas starts with Christ. If it doesn't start with Christ, it doesn't start. Because Christ is the start of all our Christmases. Now, let me tell you the story very quickly. You ready now? Are you going to fasten your seatbelts? Are you ready to go? Here's how God can make you happy. Here's how God has really designed that you can know peace and you can know forgiveness and purpose in life and fulfillment and satisfaction and all of those things that God wants us to have this Christmas. He is God's gift of love to you and me. There was a census called, and Caesar Augustus, as we read together, started the census. Now, he was the big chief in Rome, and he wanted to make as much money as he could. And so to make as much money as he could, he wanted to see how many people that he ruled over. And so he sent out a decree that everybody in the known world had to go to their home city to be counted. And so that included Mary and Joseph. They lived in Nazareth, which was, by the way, 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which was a 90-mile donkey ride. Has anybody ever been on a donkey? Is there any donkeys over in Portugal? Are there? You what have you got, Elizabeth? You what? I don't know what that is. Kipfert. Is that where you're from?
No, my parents.
Oh, your parents are from. That's another part. Yeah. Well, whatever. We can tell us there. So they had to do 90 miles on donkey. And remember I remember the first donkey ride I got. It was very short, 0.5 of a second. Because the next thing I end up in the hedge. He put down the head and he get up on his back heels and I couldn't be seen for dust. Well, it was a long, hard task and it was a long journey. And they had to do this 90 miles and Mary was coming nearer and nearer to the child's delivery and she was feeling the pain. So C stands for Christ, which began with the census and it began with Mary and Joseph making this long, arduous, difficult journey, those 90 miles. C. H. This stands for this boy here. Who's he? Yes. That's Herod. That's Herod. Herod was a really nice king, wasn't he? Let me go. Herod was such a lovely king, you know, that he just had everybody for tea, didn't he? No, Herod was a bad man. Herod reigned at the time that Jesus... And I began to wonder, isn't it strange? Isn't it a bit strange that God would send Jesus at a time when the most wicked king was king over that whole region? He was a bad man. He killed his own sons. He killed his own brothers. And guess what? He killed his own wife. Bad man. I tell you what, stay away from him as far as you can. Not a good man. And C-H, what's the next letter? Or. Or stands for no room. You see, Mary and Joseph, they arrived at Bethlehem and they went round looking for rooms and there was no room in this hotel and there was no room because there was thousands of people had arrived and all the rooms were taken up and so there was no room. We'll say that after two, will we? One, two. No room. Shout that out good and loud. No room. Everywhere they went, no room, no room. There's too many people here, there's no room. Too many. I stands for an inn. In fact, they came to the inn at Christmas Place. Maybe there's a room there. Well, there was no room there, but guess what they gave him? No, they gave him a king-size bed. That's right. Yes, they did. Do you want to see a king-size bed? Because there was a king that lay in this bed. Look, a manger. That's all they had. Do you know what that tells me? That if Jesus Christ is willing to lay and to go to bed in a little manger. And by the way, this is something that I like everyone to know. That Jesus' life didn't just start at Christmas. He was from eternity past and into the eternity future. He just became a man, and we'll describe that to you in a wee minute, for a particular reason. But he lived with God way into eternity. So there was no room. In fact, there was no room at the inn. Can I ask you, before we go any further, everybody that's here, is there room for Jesus in your life? Or are you like what we've been discovering as I was out shopping yesterday? Last Sunday was the busiest of their Christmas season so far. Isn't that an awful tragedy? To know that the one who will be the light of your world, who will be the liberty in your life, who will give you life with a capital L, that there's no room for him because you're so distracted with all the trimmings. Is there room in your life for Jesus? You ask yourself that question. We'll come back to that in a wee moment. S. S stands for the shepherds. They're out looking after the sheep, entertaining the sheep, keeping them happy. They were going about their normal life. Who were these shepherds? Shepherds represent ordinary people, ordinary everyday people. They were just scraping through a lifetime. And interesting, as they were watching over the sheep, guess what happened? An angel appeared. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it startled them. And the angel went on to tell them exactly where they would find Jesus. Let's go to our next letter, T. T doesn't stand for herd, but he comes into this picture. Do you remember I said about herd? What was he? He was a bad man. The wise men in between times came to Herod and they said, I hear there's another king born. Another king born? Well, Herod was a bad man. What did he do? Some of the bad things that he did? Yes. He killed his wife. Yes.
And he was going to kill baby Jesus.
He was going to kill. You know the story already, don't you? He was going to kill baby Jesus. In fact, Herod was so bad. He felt, because the wise men told him that the king had been born and that they were come to worship the king, and Herod thought, treason. Someone's trying to take over my place. Not only was it, did he think treason, but there was trouble. He was troubled. Oh, he says, somebody's trying to take my place. And he's 70 years of age and he doesn't live long after this. Not only was he troubled, but he was a threat. He felt that Jesus was a threat to his life. And so he planned terror. He was going to make sure that every baby that was born up until a year old was going to be put to death. Now, doesn't that tell you of a bad man, doesn't it? So there was trouble. What about T? What about the next letter is M? We'll go back to these wise men that we saw, not so wise men earlier. The Magi, that's what they're called in the Greek word, which means that they were Persians, came from another part of the world, and they had been following the star, and Herod told them that they should go and follow the star, and that the scripture said that he'd be born in Bethlehem, because they were bringing gifts. What kind of gifts were they bringing for Jesus? You're answering all the questions. But anybody else know? What were the kind of gifts? What about you, David?
Gold.
Gold, yes. Gold. Gold is the gift of a king. What about you, Pat? Frankincense. It's a good job I had this in the right place. Frankincense, which was is a gift, is to do with... what else? What does frankincense to do with? No, yes, I know it's myrrh. What does frankincense do? Frankincense is the gift of influence. This king was going to make a great influence in the world. What an impact he was going to make. What's the next gift? The last one.
Myrrh.
Yes, you. All right, myrrh. Yes. They're all saying myrrh. That's to do with his death and the anointing. Strange gifts to bring a king, weren't they? In a manger. They recognized who Christ was. He was God's son, but he was a king. He also was going to die on the cross, but he was going to have a magnificent influence on all the world. M, what about A? It stands for the new arrival. Christ is born in Bethlehem. And the, who are these men here? Remember they were out, who do you think they were? They're the shepherds. They were out watching, and after the angel had told them to go and find the baby and to go and worship him, they instantly obeyed what they'd heard, and they went to see the baby in Bethlehem, and they worshipped at his feet. And they had nothing to bring, only their worship. And the wise men, they too arrived, and they brought their gifts. All because someone had told them of the baby that was in Bethlehem. And they did exactly what they were asked to do. That's what you should do. And then, oh yes, I wouldn't put a picture up here, but we put this. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Strange gift, isn't it? To think that that's who God sent. But listen, now just another 2 minutes. You see, man had a real problem when he was born. Man was born separate from God. It was his sin that had separated him from God. And God could see the problem that, try as we might, and as good as we could be, we could never ever achieve our relationship with God. Sin separated us from God. And what is sin? Sin is not necessarily the things that you do. Sin is what you are. And what you are makes you do the things that you do. Like, we have got a whole host of roses in our garden now. We've got potted roses all over the garden now. And why do you think those roses sprout? And they're even sprouting at the moment, by the way. It's because they are roses at the root. And because they're roses at the root, we have lovely flowers. We have lovely yellow roses. We have lovely pink roses. We have red roses. We have white roses. And we have all sorts of roses. And they are roses because they're roses at the root. And we are sinners because in us, because of Adam and Eve and their sin, they fell short and they disobeyed God. And therefore comes bad language, bad tongue, bad temper, selfishness, pride, you name it. That is sin. And that separates us from God. And we cannot meet the holy or eternal God. And God looked down and said, I'll answer the question. And he sent Christ, who provided the only way. And each person must make their choice this Christmas to trust him. He's the answer. He's the reason that you'll have a happy Christmas. He's the reason. He became the bridge. He became the man, and he paid the penalty for our sin. Can you read this one? Mm-hmm. 1,000 times in history, a baby has become a king. But only once in history did a king become a baby. And he became so for you and me. And he wants to be king in your heart. He wants you to love him and he wants you to follow him. And this Christmas will only be happy when he's got the throne of your life. And here's my last little picture. Each of us is an innkeeper who decides if there is room in our life for Jesus. Is there room in your life for Jesus this Christmas?
Yes.
Let's pray together. As we pray, I'm going to ask the Lord and ask you to do one thing. Now, I've tried to explain this message of Christmas in a very simple, easy way. Not meant to offend anyone, but not meant to be over irreverent either. This is a really serious issue. Imagine Christ coming to this world and dying on a cross to pay the penalty for your sin and you telling him you have no room. No room. Too many other things going on. I'm going to pray two things. Let's all still our heads and bow our heads and still our hearts. Just a wee moment. And I want the parents to do the same. Everybody turn around. Bow your head. Bow your head. That's it. Thank you. And I want you to think of this. Would you like to have Jesus in your life? Mums and dads and grandparents as well. Are you willing to ask him? Well, we're going to pray a wee prayer. Here's how I'm going to pray it. Lord Jesus, I thank you. You came at Christmas 2,000 years ago. And you died on the middle cross that I might be forgiven. You gave your life that I might know peace with God. And you will be my Emmanuel, God in me. And so I'm opening up the stable door of my heart, Lord Jesus. And I ask you to come in today, come in to stay. Bring all of your virtues and graces into my life. And help me from this moment to put Christ back into my Christmas. I pray also for the mums and dads. Lord, whilst this is a simple wee story, it is the most important message anyone could ever hear. May they be wise today, Lord, and grant that even they will too trust the one who gave his life for them. I ask for your blessing as we continue on. May the peace of God and the blessing of God fall on our hearts. As we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to get you to stand and sing 151, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. And as we sing it, the last verse will give you all the instructions as to how you can know God's forgiveness. You know what you've done? You've actually listened to the very best that I've ever seen you. So well done, and thank you to the teachers and everyone that's involved. We'll stand and sing 151. Christmas isn't only about children. I hope you realize that. Christmas is about every person in this world, every adult, every human being. So it's not only about children. It's easy to make it about children. It's another thing to make it about yourself. Is Christ in your life? Is he knocking to gain access? Have you invited him in, as I prayed earlier? It'd be lovely if you were able to tell us, yes, that's my choice this morning. I want him in my life. And let us know as you leave the service, and we will be delighted. Let's pray. Our Father, part us in your fear, and with the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as we leave, we pray, Lord, that we will be conscious that God is God, and we are mere mortals. But God in us, we live eternally in a place called a wonderful heaven. Bless us, Lord, we pray, this Christmas. May it be the best Christmas yet. Amen. Can I, on behalf of the church, leaders and the leadership and the members of the church wish every one of you a heartfelt and a Christ-filled Christmas and blessed New Year. And may you enter into all that God has for you this coming 2017. God bless you. And we'll see you tonight for the carol service when the older folk, young people are involved in singing the carols. And I know there's one or two solos as well. So do please come back again this evening, 6:30. And there'll be loads of tea and whatever in the church hall after. Thank you so much.